From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his final national security speech, President Barack Obama Tuesday told U.S. military personnel at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida that no foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on the U.S. homeland during his time in office. Discussing his administration's eight-year counterterrorism record, Mr. Obama said al-Qaeda has been all but defeated.
Plots directed from within Afghanistan and Pakistan have been consistently disrupted. Its leadership has been decimated. Dozens of terrorist leaders have been killed. Osama bin Laden is dead.
He also insisted Islamic State is on the run.
Working with European allies who've suffered terrible attacks, we've strengthened intelligence sharing and cut in half the flow of foreign fighters to ISIL. We've worked with our tech sector to support efforts to push back on terrorist messages on social media that motivate people to kill. A recent study shows that ISIL's propaganda has been cut in half.
But Mr. Obama said the U.S. will not be able to destroy terrorism with military might alone. He called for the pursuit of a smart strategy that emphasizes coalition building, upholds U.S. values, and the rule of law. He denounced the use of torture and warned terrorism will remain a threat for years to come. Ghanaians are casting ballots Wednesday in what's seen as a tight race between incumbent President John Mahama and real estate developer Nana Akufo-Addo. There are five other presidential hopefuls. Dozens of parliamentary seats are also at stake. The death toll from an earthquake in Indonesia Wednesday has reached to nearly 100, with dozens reported missing or injured, scores of buildings damaged or destroyed. The quake, measuring 6.5 magnitude, struck off Aceh province on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump late Tuesday resumed his post-election thank you tour, telling supporters in North Carolina that his military policy will seek to avoid intervention in foreign conflicts while focusing on defeating the Islamic State.
We will stop racing to topple foreign and you understand this, foreign regimes that we know nothing about, that we shouldn't be involved with. Instead, our focus must be on defeating terrorism and destroying ISIS. And we will.
Speaking in Fayetteville, Mr. Trump vowed again to rebuild the nation's military and use funds saved in overseas conflicts to rebuild America's aging infrastructure. Earlier, he announced Japanese telecommunications giant SoftBank Group would invest $50 billion in the U.S. economy and add 50,000 jobs. He also says he wants to cancel an order for two new presidential planes built by Boeing, describing the $3 billion price tag as out of control. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she wants to ban the full-face veil worn mostly by Muslim women as a way to stop any, quote, parallel societies developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel, who announced her intention to seek a fourth term, said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has used his State of the Nation address to praise his countrymen for their resilience during that country's long-term economic crisis. The southern African country has been devastated by drought and a financial crisis, forcing the government to introduce a new currency. James Maradati is an opposition member of parliament.
I think the president essentially has come to fulfill a ritual. It was a ritual. There's nothing that the president said in that speech. Absolutely nothing.
Critics accuse the 92-year-old Mr. Mugabe of wrecking one of the continent's most promising economies. Authorities in Oakland, California, Tuesday said they identified all but one of 36 victims of Friday's fire at a dance party at a warehouse. City fire official Darren White said after 4 days, recovery operations are nearly complete.
I'm happy to state at this time that we're approximately 90% complete with debris removal. However, there were a couple of areas where we felt there were some potential structural integrity issues that had to be fully evaluated and verified as being safe for our first responders and other personnel to continue operations in.
The blaze erupted in a sprawling two-story building known as the Ghost Ship, leased to an artist's collective. Survivors said flames spread quickly and thick. Black smoke blinded and choked those trying to flee. The building lacked smoke detectors and sprinklers. More than 60 people are missing and feared drowned after their ship capsized and sank in the Arabian Sea off Yemen's Socotra Island. The vessel en route to the port of Mokala has been missing for days. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.